This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Brooks Sayer, BROOKESAWYER. Date of birth 10/14/1959. Date of appointment January 6, 2026. Requesting physician George Weiss. CEORGEWEIS. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Brooks Sayer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 66-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. When he was a child, he had a seizure. He was on Dilantin and he became allergic to that, then he stopped it. He had a seizure again on 12/28/2025. He was sitting in a chair, son saw him seizing, foaming from the mouth, shaking about 3 to 5 minutes, with tongue biting, with incontinence, postictal confusion was present. He was taken to the Saratoga Hospital. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. He was started on Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily, which he is tolerating well. MRI of the brain ordered, which will be done on 1/28/2025. Past medical history. Past medical history, colon cancer, past medical history, colon cancer. History of motorcycle accident. Seizure disorder, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Past surgical history, right carpal tunnel repair, right inguinal hernia repair, right shoulder surgery for rotator cuff, allergy to Dilantin. Medications, Meloxicam, 7.5 milligram every 12 hour. Social history, smoke cigar, sometimes smoke weed, drink 1 to 2 cans of beer per day. He's in a construction business. He's married, live with his wife, have 3 children. Family is the mother alive, father deceased with Alzheimer's disease. 3 sisters alive and healthy, no brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has some weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, back pain, impotencies or physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes, 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, right-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Number three, left peroneal motor axonal neuropathy. Number four, left-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I will continue the Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily. New York state law about seizure and driving explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's Hospital. St. Mary's Hospital, can I help you? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. If you'd like to call back. Thanks.